My project, which kind of titled the Juvenile Reentry Action Project, will be identifying kids who have been involved in the juvenile justice system, who have been placed in juvenile detention and commitment facilities, so removed from their homes and schools for a while, and now are done with their disposition and are being sent back into their communities. You know, and they're entitled to certain, you know, they have certain educational rights. They have other rights as well, but I'm going to really be focusing on the education piece. So I'll be representing them as they go back to make sure they're getting back into school in a timely fashion, to make sure they're in appropriate educational placements, to hopefully increase the number of kids who are getting re-enrolled, who are graduating, and who can become, you know, members of society rather than kind of reverting back to kind of criminal behavior. When I started last year kind of making post-grad plans, I started investigating all the different fellowships that were available. And the PAL is obviously a great one. Some of my kind of mentors have been PAL fellows. Angela Cholfi at Just Children is a PAL fellow, and she was my child advocacy clinic supervisor. Crystal Shin, who's the current PAL fellow, working at Just Children as well. We served on the PILO board together last year and was a friend. And so I, you know, definitely knew about the PAL through them and through Yared and the Public Service Center. So I knew it was a great opportunity to get funding. Well, I tried to remain calm when the dean called me because I didn't want to get too excited or scream in Dean Mahoney's ear, but I immediately called my family and just told them, you know, they're ready for me to be back in North Carolina because I've kind of known that's where I wanted to be, and they're ready for me to be there. So they were very excited. I think my mom screamed enough for me. You know, I child advocacy is kind of what I've been focused on since I came to law school, and so I want to stay in that world. And juvenile justice, juvenile defense has been something that has been, you know, a real passion of mine. And that's why I created this project, to kind of target that population of juveniles who are already in the system, who are at this high risk for becoming, you know, lifelong, you know, recidivists and getting caught in that system as adults. In 5 years, I hope to still be within that world. I don't know if that will be, you know, as a juvenile defense attorney, whether that will remain on the civil legal services side. Hopefully, what I hope will happen in North Carolina, as it's happened in some other cities and states, is a more holistic approach to juvenile defense. So an attorney who is representing a juvenile in front of the judge will not only be dealing with the offense, but also what educational problems there are, what mental health, substance abuse issues are there, because that's what the juvenile justice system is supposed to be about, rehabilitation. So I'm hoping that if that merge happens, or maybe I can hopefully be a part of that holistic approach, I can be, you know, doing something similar to what I'm doing in the PAL Fellowship.